Jackie Sicaricato is going to join us here momentarily, and I believe we have Jackie on the hotline right now. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Very well, thank you.
Well, everybody knows about the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby, but there's a lot happening in the days leading up to the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. Play Ball Park takes center stage, and it's going to be all over downtown Cleveland. It's going to be a lot of fun. I was reading through some of these events earlier today, Jackie, and I got excited just kind of taking a look at how many cool things are planned. But for those who aren't familiar with what all is going to be available at Play Ball Park, can you shed some light on that and give us some details?
Absolutely. Well, we are really excited to launch Play Ball Park in Cleveland. This event has not existed in this form in the past. This is a five-day fan event celebrating the All-Star Game being hosted in Cleveland by the Cleveland Indians. And it's really a celebration of the sport and the city. And we offer our fans a ton of things to do. Like you mentioned, what's different this year than what we've done in the past is we've incorporated outdoor elements into the event. So we have batting cages and pitching cages and a home run derby activation outside in the malls. For those folks who are familiar with the space, malls B and C, we'll have a lot of outdoor activities for fans. And all that's outside is free to fans. All of the interactives are free to fans. We have an indoor portion, which is taking place in the Huntington Convention Center, which you do require a ticket for. And in there, we have all the player appearances, autograph sessions, which are free with your ticket. No additional price for autograph. We have the world's largest baseball. We have the World Series trophy. We have just so many amazing things. We have an exhibit from Cooperstown. We have AR. We have VR. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff to do during these 5 days that lead up to the All-Star Game.
Major League Baseball's Directory Special Events, Jackie Sicaricato, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about Play Ball Park and all the wonderful elements associated here. Jackie, not long ago, you were telling the folks at Cleveland.com that this city really knows music, and you really wanted to incorporate that into the programming for the entire weekend. How have you guys done that?
Yes, music is very important to a fun party, and we do have an outdoor entertainment stage that will be programmed throughout all the hours of the show. We have music, folded into a lot of the interactives. We have a footprint called the Players Walk Up, which is going to have a live DJ that's going to be playing a mix of the music that the players request when they walk up to bat. I'm sure a lot of fans have noticed, like, hey, this, I kind of know the taste of this player or that player, given the music choice that they choose. So we'll have that going on. We have indoors. We have, of course, it's amazing to be in the city that is the home to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we'll be injecting a lot of that music into our programming with live music, with DJs, with playlists. So just a lot of really cool opportunities for us to showcase how we can connect music with the game.
Now, there are going to be current and former big leaguers that will be available throughout the course of the weekend. And the announcement was made about a month or so ago that the ambassadors would be Frankie Lindor, Sandy Alomar, and Jim Thome, and everybody here very excited about that. But what other current and former big league players will be available throughout the weekend?
Well, you know what, the current players, they're playing all the way through to Sunday. So we see them coming in on Monday and Tuesday. And so those names we'll announce probably the Friday before, as we know exactly who makes the team and who will get to come through that space. But historically, we have had Christian Yelich come by. We've had Bryce Harper. We've had some really fun, powerful players to come in and interact with the fans. You can take pictures with them. You can get an autograph. You can have a clinic hosted by them. So we try to get them to engage with the fans or give them opportunities to do so, because a lot of them, that's what they want to do. So we definitely take advantage of that. And then the former players, we will have a slew of Cleveland Indians alumni. We'll have members of the Hall of Fame. We will have alumni from local teams as well that are kind of close by. One of the neat things about working towards this event in Cleveland is learning how close Cleveland is to a whole slew of cities that are all baseball cities. So we expect fans to be driving into Cleveland to participate in the All-Star celebration.
There's also an opportunity to skip some of the long lines for autographs and the wildly popular experience, and boy, are there plenty throughout the weekend. Tell us about this. What kinds of opportunities are there to kind of skip some of those long lines?
Well, for some of those very popular attractions, including the autograph sessions I had mentioned to you, we have three autograph stations that are programmed all the hours of the show in the indoor portion of Play Ball Park. We have something called the Legends Reservation System, where you actually can go to a tablet on site and pick who you want to have an autograph of and reserve a space on the line. And you can do that with your mobile device through something called the Experience Pass, which we can explain a little later, but also send folks to allstargame.com to learn about it, which is free. And you'll get a text message that says, hey, it's time for you to come to get your autograph. So this way, you're only online for maybe 10 minutes or so, and instead of waiting online for hours, which is what we used to have in the past, you can go and check out some of the other cool, fun things to do. You can shop, you can eat, and it's something that has really improved and enhanced our fan experience, which is what we're all about. So we have a couple of virtual lines throughout the show for some spaces that we know are extremely popular. And we want to, again, create this great fan experience, and shorter lines always make for a better experience.
I think we can all agree with that, no question about it. You know, we're right down the road from Cedar Point, and everybody that has a fast pass, usually that gets you going a little bit faster. It's a better experience. Jackie Sakarikato, Major League Baseball's Director of Special Events, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You know, Jackie, in the past, you guys have had a lot of success with some other similar events with the interactive festivals. I know there has been a town hall event with Commissioner Rob Manfred, and there was a Home Run Derby virtual reality champ crowned last year in D.C., and also you guys had an all-star hot dog eating contest also. Will some of those same elements be at play for the entire weekend?
Yes, we will have the VR tournament returning. We have some details coming on that in the next week or so, but that was something that we broke records on Twitch, where people were live streaming this actual interaction between two fans, and I think the winner, I think, was a very young age who clobbered everyone. But so that'll be returning. There's some cool prizes, including tickets to the Home Run Derby. We'll also have the hot dog eating contest. People love that hot dog eating contest, so we try and host that on an annual basis. And of course, the commissioner stopping by is something that we've come to expect, and we're waiting for all those final details to be firmed up before we can put that on our website, allstargame.com. We'll have our schedules for all of our legends that are signing and appearing and any other special appearances. And we also have some alumni from the that were former Olympians of the USA team, women's softball team. We have Jenny Finch, Lisa Fernandez, Natasha Watley, because we definitely want to invite softball fans and baseball fans to this event.
Very cool stuff. I've got to ask you another question about what's happening inside the convention center. We've talked about some of the interactive events that are happening here too, but you know, the virtual reality batter's box really kind of stood out to me, because I think people see 96-mile-an-hour fastballs on TV and they think, that's fast, but how fast really is it? Well, this virtual reality experience really kind of brings all that to life.
It does. You put on those goggles, and it's as if you're at home plate at Progressive Field participating in the Home Run Derby event on Monday night. And it's a very popular attraction. We doubled the number of stalls this year in Cleveland because we had such a great response from our fans. We had four stalls last year in D.C. We doubled that number for Cleveland because we want to give as many fans as possible an opportunity to participate in that. But it is simulating you being at the plate, getting those pitches, and crushing the ball.
Very fun stuff. Again, Friday, July 5th. Right through the day of the All-Star Game, Tuesday, July 9th, and it's going on all downtown Cleveland, Huntington Convention Center, and the Malls Play Ball Park. Going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, Jackie, before we let you go, I've got to ask, because, you know, Major League Baseball has so much success with the Midsummer Classic and all the events that are going on in addition to the actual game and the Home Run Derby itself. What is it that you expect this year's experience to set it apart from some of the others? Because as you go to different cities certainly have elements that they can highlight, but what is it that you really think about this year's experience in downtown Cleveland with the All-Star Game that's really going to set it apart and make it different from some of the others?
Well, the big difference is that we're going to be outdoors, so we need Mother Nature to cooperate with us, because we do expect a lot of fans to come through and experience the game in the outdoor elements, and that's something that we've been working on for a few years now. We're really excited to bring it to the fans in Cleveland, which is a great town. We've had such great experience working with the city and with the front office to put this event together, and we're really excited to unveil the event in Cleveland.
Very fun stuff. Well, Jackie, we appreciate the time. Before we let you go, you mentioned it a couple times, but I want to give you a chance to mention it one more time before we let you go here for our fans who are interested in taking a look online at some of the events that are going on and where they can go to buy tickets. Where can they go?
They go to allstargame.com. There are lots of ticket specials there. We want fans to take advantage of that. I'm a mom. I'm always looking for a good deal and for something that each member of my family would enjoy, and that's definitely what this event is. We didn't even talk about the zip line that's going to be going on, the concerts, the red carpet parade. I mean, there's just so many different things. But definitely go to allstargame.com for all the details and for you to make your plans, because it is 4th of July weekend, and that's right around the corner, and we want fans to definitely get their tickets.
And a lot of people will have that Friday off to make it a long weekend, right? You're off on Thursday. You might as well take Friday off also. And Friday, July 5th is the first day that Playball Park will be open. So it works out extraordinarily well. Jackie, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.